Chapter 38. Helotine, Canticus, inside the ravine. Eliseus dragged Drakgard's prone form across the battlefield, Herus and Vervius guarding their retreat. These two were the last of their kind. The rest of the Serpentia were dead. Not even their bodies could be recovered. The battle was over. The Imperial forces defeated. Tenacity met its equally potent counterpart in a Nocturnian's cultural psychology, pragmatism, and lost. Fight on, and they would certainly be destroyed utterly. Retreat now and regroup. At least they could muster whatever was left of their forces and salvage some kind of military response. With Drakgard incapacitated, command fell to Eliseus, and the chaplain had no hesitation about giving the order to fall back. Most not clad in drake-scale armor already had, though precious few Cadians were left alive to be ashamed of the fact. Armor had come in from the east, a ragged assembly of space marine tanks under the charge of Sergeant Xantho, battered and bruised from shouldering their way through the rubble of a city. Eliseus could not comprehend how many vehicles Xantho had lost, or what sort of damage had been done to the ones that were currently bombarding the heretics to curtail any meaningful pursuit, but would have laid oaths that it was grievous. "We are clear of the third vector, Brother Sergeant," voxed Eliseus, his bionic arm and power glove making light work of hauling Drakgard up the slope.
"Understood, Brother Chaplain," came the reply from Xantho a moment later.
3 more seconds elapsed before the area of the ravine Eliseus and the remains of the Fireborn had just evacuated was engulfed in a hail of explosive shellfire. On the opposite side of the battlefield, the Sisters of the Ebon Chalice were still engaged in a fighting retreat themselves. Of the promised reinforcements, a vast Ecclesiarchy war host, only these Seraphim had answered the call. There was no time to question that now, but Eliseus was determined that if he lived, he would have an answer, one way or another. The betrayers, whoever they were, would be punished. As he reached the ridge line, a rhino-armored transport was waiting, with a rough bodyguard of Fireborn outside it, firing off shots into the ravine to deter any last-ditch attacks. Eliseus got Drakgard aboard, sending him off with Herus by his side in the troop hold. A Thunderhawk was waiting to take them back to Escadan, one of the few that could still fly. Eliseus stayed behind with Vervius to oversee the retreat. The chaplain's jaw clenched at the sight and the thought of such utter defeat.
"Chaplain," uttered Vervius.
Eliseus turned to face him.
"You are bleeding, sir."
Eliseus looked down at the many wounds he had sustained that had penetrated his battle plate. In truth, it was a ruin and in dire need of a Tech Marine's ministrations.
"It's a small matter, brother,"
Eliseus replied, lifting his gaze to the ravine again.
"Upraise the banner, Vervius," he said,
as the last few survivors made it to the ridgeline and safety.
"Let our enemy know we are defiant, even when we are beaten."
Eliseus spared a last glance in the direction of the Seraphim, who were now embarking aboard transports. These few had defied whatever order had condemned the rest of the Imperials to defeat. By blood or torture, if it was necessary, he would find out who gave it.